St. Paul's second letter to Timothy describes the value and the power of sacred scripture, also known as the Bible. It says, "All scripture is inspired by God and is useful for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness." And he says, "Continue what you have learned and firmly believed, and how from childhood you have known the sacred writings that are able to instruct you for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus." His highlighting the Bible is because sacred scripture is the word of God, God's very message to humanity from creation, from the book of Genesis, up until Christ's second coming at the end of time. Though written by men, God is the ultimate author. Men have written it under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Over time, these writings were recognized by the Jewish people and later on by the church as divinely inspired. And together with the magisterium, that's the Pope and the bishops, and sacred tradition, i.e. the church, they consider them the word of God. Indeed, Holy Scripture, it's a token of God's love for us, the very story of how God sent his Son to redeem us. It has messages of hope, of prophecy, of exhortation, of warnings, of commands. It has stories and passages that have inspired much art and popular culture. It is history, poetry, literary, like it tells much. It uses lots of storytelling, like parables, for example. It has music. The psalms are musical. That's why we sing the responsorial psalm. It has letters, like the second letter of St. Paul to Timothy. And also makes use of what's called apocalyptical literature, which means it uses images and uses, right, it's more literary thing in order to send a message, like the book of Revelation. And it uses much images, much kind of verbal artwork in order to give a message. It has strange and hard to understand passages, as well as others which are easy to understand. It has both troubling and comforting passages. The Bible makes use of many technical terms that make you scratch your head, and also many slang and colloquial expressions of its day. It is not easy to define the Bible other than as the Word of God. Indeed, the Bible is not one book. It's a collection of several books, of letters, of literature, of music. It's a collection of different things, so it's very hard to define it other than as the Word of God. And as we reflect on what the Bible is, we can understand St. Paul's urging to hold fast to it, which is what we should do. All of you are encouraged to read and reflect on the Bible. You could try to read it from cover to cover, but that is long and difficult. You will probably get stuck in the book of Leviticus, because that's what people do. They start reading from Genesis. It's all fine up until Leviticus, where it begins talking about if you do this, you have to pay all this. And it's a very dry and technical book. So I suggest that you start small and read certain passages at a time. Perhaps you could purchase one of these missals. I have props, so it's a little different today. This is for the Sunday readings. We have copies at the back, also right here. These are for the Sunday readings. It begins in the end of November of this year up until November 2020. And through it, you can read all the readings for the coming Sunday, so you can pray and reflect on it. It's all laid out there for you. Or you could get a Magnificat or a Living with Christ. This is a copy of the Living with Christ. It's a monthly publication and has all the daily readings, so you're not overwhelmed with the whole Bible. Or you could get an app that does it. I can recommend a few apps. You can download them for you. There's a Living with Christ app. There's, I think, Magnificat. There's also the iBravery. But if you're interested in them, just ask me after Mass, and I'll tell you about them. You could also check out one of our many Bible studies. We have details in the bulletin. And you could ask around and find out many different Bible studies that are happening. Or you could check out those programs, or you could check out, there are programs online, there are programs that you can order that show how our very Mass is biblical, it's very scriptural. And thus we are invited to approach the Word of God, but not just read it in like a purely mindful exercise. We're called to also pray with it. The gospel is all about prayer, to remind us that God hears our prayers, even when it doesn't seem to at first. And the first reading is all about prayers as well, about how Moses was praying to God. And so we're called to not just read Scripture, not just appreciate it, but also to pray with it. Let it enter into our hearts. Let the Word of God penetrate the very depths of our soul. Because it is the Word of God. It's God's love message to us. And we could just read it, but we could also live it. We could pray with it. And we could also let the Mass is very scriptural. To do a homily on how the Mass is scriptural is a totally different... I could go on and on, so I won't go on today, but I would just mention to you how sacred scripture should permeate and penetrate the very depths of our hearts so that we can come to know the Word of God, and not just know it, but to pray it and to love it.